Hey, what's going on? In this video, I want to give you what I believe to be the smartest health coaching business model that has now worked for more than 1,179 other health coaches and practitioners. So let me get the whiteboard out and let me show you what it looks like. Welcome to the Healthpreneur Show. My name is Uriel Kim. If you're a health practitioner or coach looking to build a successful virtual health practice that allows you to help more people, make a lot more money, and enjoy a greater quality of life in the process, then this is the podcast for you to listen to. Let's dive in. Hey guys, what's going on? Uriel Kim here, CEO and founder of Healthpreneur. Hope you're having a great day. I want to share with you what I believe to be the smartest business model if you are a health coach or health professional looking to build your business online. I'm going to draw this out for you step by step. I'm going to hold nothing back. Although obviously there are some nuances that, you know, I can't divulge in this video for the sake of time, but I'm going to give you a really good foundation. And if you like this video, then be sure to watch the next video, which I'll link up below, which will go into more detail around this topic. So you're here because you're a health coach. You want to grow your business. You probably want to get clients. You want to learn or know how to better serve them online. And if you're thinking far ahead about sustainability, you're probably also thinking, well, I don't really want to coach all my clients one-to-one, because I think we both know that one-to-one is massively unsustainable. It is the most archaic model on the planet. And sadly, the health profession has been indoctrinated into believing that it's the only and smartest way to help your clients, and it's not. So let's talk about let's dive right in. Let's talk about the first thing, which is getting clients. Okay, so I'm going to share my screen here and I will just appear here in the top left. So really simply, I have other videos on this topic about like how to get traffic, right? You've got free traffic, organic traffic. You can do all these like videos on TikTok and Instagram, which I believe are just effing ridiculous, to be honest with you, because it's not a business. Like guys, like, if you follow my stuff here, I'm not giving you stupid tactics and little tricks of the day. Oh, like you got to use this song in your Instagram videos. None of that stuff is in any way, shape, or form remotely close to building a business. It's just, I don't know. It's entertainment, which is, you know, what it is. If you're here because you want to build a real business, then please pay attention to what I'm sharing with you here, because I'm not in this game to help people build little side hobbies, okay? I'm here to help people like yourself build a legacy, which creates a lasting impact beyond yourself, okay? And if you don't wanna do that, cool, you're not gonna enjoy my stuff. But if you do and you wanna build a great business that helps a lot of people, makes you a ton of money in the service of others, and creates an amazing quality of life for you in the process, then pay attention and subscribe. Now let's dive in. So I'm not gonna share with you how to post on the blog here, how to post on Instagram, because none of that stuff is going to make any difference in your business unless you already have tens of thousands of followers or more. If you're starting with relatively very few followers on social media, don't post organically. The only platform you're able to do that on currently is TikTok, and you'll get some traction. I'm not going to create a video about TikTok. That's not my expertise. So what I will show you here is how to predictably get clients coming into your business like clockwork. And the way we do that is through these four steps, okay? So the nice thing about this is that what I'm about to share with you is gonna take people who've never heard of you, they didn't know you existed. And in the space of a couple hours, maybe a couple short days, or in some people's cases, a couple weeks or months, they go from that to working with you and being happy because they have the transformation they've been looking for. So how do you get in front of people who have no clue who you are? Again, we're not doing this organically because the organic game is dead. It's dead. And I'm not even going to talk about the stats. It's not even, if you post on Facebook and zero people engage on your stuff or on Instagram, you know what I'm talking about. So what do we do instead? Well, we have to be able to pay to acquire eyeballs and thus clients, okay? So again, we're here to build a real business. A real business requires investment in the business. And if you're not okay with that, that's fine. Just deal with the consequences of using a massive amount of your time and sweat equity to hopefully someday achieve whatever results you want to achieve. And listen, if I come across as being obnoxiously obnoxious or like, dude, just get to the point already. It's because I see this stuff all the time and it drives me bonkers because I want to help health professionals like yourself build a better business. Okay. And this is, you know, maybe my ideological self that is like, everyone should be doing whatever. I'm going to stop talking. I'm just going to get into the material here. Thank you for your patience. All right. So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to use a traffic source. Okay. So a traffic source is where the people are, where the fish are swimming. In this case, we're going to use Facebook. Now, I'm not talking about posting something on Facebook. I'm talking about using Facebook Ads Manager to run a Facebook ad. We call this predictable prospecting because what this does, it allows you to put a message in front of your perfect prospects 24/7, 365 days a year. And the reason you're able to do that is because you're making a barter with Facebook. You're saying, Facebook, listen, I'm going to give you $20 a day. And Facebook is like, okay, for $20 a day, I can show this message to 1,000 people. Let's just say. You get some data coming through this pipeline as I'm about to show you. And then you'll be like, cool, awesome. This isn't making sense. I'm going to shut this down. I'm going to set up a new message and we'll run to the same audience. Facebook's like, cool, $20, here's 1,000 people. I'm just using a fictitious number. It doesn't work out to be $20 for 1,000 impressions. I'm just using that as an analogy. But what happens is when this starts to make sense, you want to reach more people, you spend more money. Why would you spend more money? Because the money you're spending is returning clients to you and thus revenue. So you put in a dollar, you make 2, 3, 5, 10 a return. Why would you stop doing that? You would do that forever until capacity and delivery becomes the bottleneck, which, you know, obviously is another issue that needs to be solved. So we start off with a Facebook ad, right? Facebook is a pay-to-play platform. Facebook owns Instagram. Instagram is also a pay-to-play platform. So that means you must spend money if you want eyeballs to see your stuff. That's really in 2020 or what are we, 2021? Whenever you're watching this, I can promise you this, whatever platform is going to be the next thing, it's going to be free initially, but I promise you it's going to become a paid platform. Not that you're paying, but if you're free using the platform, you're the product. Advertisers are going to be spending money on those platforms to get their message in front of eyeballs. That's how the game works, okay? It's amazing. So from Facebook, from this ad, we invite them to a masterclass webinar. That just looks like a block of black text. There's not much going on there. That's supposed to say masterclass. It's a webinar. You're educating people about a topic, weight loss, cleansing, thyroid issues, alopecia, whatever, right? So it's think of it as a mini documentary where your goal is not to give them the how, it's to teach them the what and the why. Then they're going to ask, well, how do I do this? And that's where the next step comes in. Never feel bad about this because your goal in your presentation, think about a documentary. I think of the documentary, The Game Changers. The premise of the movie is to eat more plant-based foods because it's better for health and performance. Now, you might say, well, Yuri, of course it is because it was endorsed and produced by vegan athletes. And my response to that is, I know, and that's the point. Okay, you want to push a certain message. So does everyone else. The goal is to identify what that message is to stand firmly behind it and to then speak to those who get it or who are willing to change the way they see a specific topic. And that is very tough to do in a conversation over the phone. It's much easier to do with marketing, which is essentially everything we're doing here up until this point. Okay, so all of this is known as marketing. Marketing is building a relationship with people who don't know you to the point where they know, like, and trust you by using education, story, helpful, goodwill. So that selling, which is over here, becomes almost unnecessary. The better you market, the less you have to sell. Okay. So your masterclass or webinar does that. It's evergreen. It works 24/7 on your behalf. We're not doing live webinars. The show up rates are terrible. It's not worth your time. Trust me on this. We've been doing this for a very long time. And again, it works every single time. Now, there are nuances here, right? There are nuances that you have to understand. Like this whole world, like the first box here, the reality is that it's more like this. There's a universe inside the Facebook ad understanding. There is a universe in understanding how to do a really good masterclass or a webinar. So again, I can't get into the details of that here because I don't know your business and I can't give you helpful. Sorry, I'm just deleting all this stuff here. It wouldn't make sense for me to give you advice that's not pertinent to your specific situation. That's why we do this with our clients every single day. We look at their ads, we look at their webinars, we help them craft better messaging, right? So that it actually works for their business. So from the webinar, some people are going to be like, you know what, this makes a lot of sense. How do I work with you, right? How do I solve this thing that you're talking about? So the next step is we invite them to fill out an application, which is what we call ask and assess, which is asking a couple simple questions. And then we assess if they're a good fit to take the next step with us, which is to have a phone conversation. We call this coach to close because it's not a high pitch or a high pressure sales tactic. It's a coaching conversation that gets to the truth to figure out if they can, you know, if they need your help, if you can help them, if you want to work with them, and if so, what the next step would be. Okay. So this four-step process is what we call the perfect client pipeline. And this is how 90% of our business is generated at Healthpreneur, and it has been since day one in 2015. And it's how, again, we've helped more than almost, 1,200 clients now generate more than, actually, it's more than 100 million now. It's got to be, it's way more than that. But anyways, the last time we counted, $100 million in revenue collectively in their businesses. This works every single time, okay? Why wouldn't it work? Well, again, as I showed you, there's a big universe within each of these components, specifically the 1, 2, and 4. So 1, 2, 3, 4. Now the application, there's a very specific way of asking questions that needs to be adhered to. Otherwise you will lose people or get the wrong people on the phone. But that's pretty straightforward once you know what that is. But 1, 2, and 4, those are universes that require mastery. Like there's skills that require tremendous understanding, which is what I do best, which is what our team does better than anyone else on the planet for health experts, which is why we're the best at what we do. At least that's what our clients tell us. So this is the business model. So when we talk about a business model, the business model is how you attract and convert clients and how you deliver to them on the back end. Now, I'm not going to get into, for the sake of time here, I'm not going to get into the delivery side. What I'll do is I'll link up to a video below this one that will then talk about, okay, well, Yuri, well, once I have a flood of clients coming in, how do I work with them? Like, if I don't do one-on-one, what do I do instead? In that video, I'll walk you through what to do there. More specifically, it's called the Dream Come True System, and I'll show you how to move from one-to-one to one-to-many so you have more impact, more leverage, more money, and most importantly, your clients do not get shortchanged. They get way better results than if they were to work with you one-on-one, okay? So if that's what you'd like to do, click the link below after this video is done and watch that video next. So this is the business model, guys. This is all you need to do to grow a 6, 7, or 8-figure online health coaching business. Why do I say that? Because we've got clients who've done that. 8 figures, you better believe it. As an example, one of our clients, Ryan, is a functional medicine practitioner and a chiropractor, came online at the end of 2019. He was on the verge of bankruptcy, 6 staff, 6 family members he had to take care of, takes out a $40,000 loan to survive. That's end of 2019. In 2020, he started working with us in December of 2019. In 2020, they did $20 million in revenue. Okay, $20 million in 1 year using this system alone. And I could give you more and more examples, not necessarily of that level in that short of time, but people that went from nothing to 10, 15, 20, 50K months in the space of 6 months or so. Again, everyone's different. Every journey is different. So I'm not here making claims or promises. What I'm sharing with you is what I know to be true. There are all sorts of different things you could be doing. You could be doing summits and ebooks and et cetera and PDFs and cheat sheets and Facebook groups and all that kind of stuff. And all of that can work. It can. The question is, how much time do you want to spend making something try to work? If you want to grow a free Facebook group, understand that whatever you're doing for free can work, but just add 10 years to that. Okay, so what you could do in 10 years, you can do in 1 year with this. And the reason we're able to do that is because we have leverage. Stages 1 and 2 here are 100% automated. You have a Facebook ad. It does its thing on your behalf. You record a webinar, it does its thing on your behalf, and you feed the system by increasing your ad spend and horizontally scaling by putting more messages in front of your audience. That's very simple to do. It requires 1 hour of your time a week, maybe. So this is how you're able to scale. And this is what smarter health coaches are doing now. They realize they're not going to play the pointing video game on Instagram. Like, that's Mickey Mouse business, okay? If you are watching this and you want to build a serious business, this is what you need to do. If you want to get clients, if you want to make more money, if you want to have a great quality of life in the process, and if you want to impact a lot more people. And the most powerful thing about this is that almost every single one of our clients came to us without a website, without a huge following. In some cases, people didn't have websites or they didn't even have a social profile, right? But they were very good at what they did. And if that's you, I think this will make a huge difference for you as well. Anyways, next step, watch the next video in this series. And if you'd like to go deeper on this, we have a more advanced training, obviously right here. Our masterclass is called The Perfect Client Pipeline. You can find the link for that in the description as well. If you've enjoyed this video, give it a thumbs up. Remember to subscribe because I've got tons of awesome content to help you build a great virtual health business. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your attention. And I'll see you soon. If you've enjoyed today's episode, be sure to subscribe to the Healthpreneur Show podcast. And while you're there, I'd really appreciate it if you left a 5-star rating or review if you feel it merited that. At the same time, if you'd like to connect with me, the best place to do so is on Instagram. You can find me. I am at Healthpreneur. And be sure to tune in and subscribe to our YouTube channel on YouTube. Just search Healthpreneur and you'll find all of our great videos there as well. That's all for today. I appreciate your time and your attention. Keep doing the meaningful work that you are doing, and I look forward to seeing you in the next episode.